right? So Jesus is a shepherd. What does that mean to us? Hey, this is Pastor Terry. Welcome back to Grace for Your Journey. So glad that you're with us. If you're new, welcome on in. We're in John chapter 10, and Jesus is using the metaphor of him being a good shepherd. And in verse 7, just want to read it to you again for context. In verse 7, he says this, "Says, I truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep." Now, we talked in the last podcast what that meant. You have a sheepfold, these walls that were constructed by the shepherd to protect the sheep from predators and to keep the sheep corralled in a safe place. And Jesus said there's only one door in and out. That was true 2,000 years ago in an ancient sheepfold. Jesus is saying, now I'm the door. What is a door? The door is that place where you could come in and out. It's the entry point into a safe place. He says, now all who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. He said, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Jesus said, I am the way into my family. You don't get to be a part of my family through climbing over the walls. You don't get to be a part of my family for sneaking under the walls. You have to be a part of my family by coming in through me. What does that mean? That means by believing and surrendering your life to Jesus. You have to believe who he says he is. You have to surrender your life to who he is. Now, when you do that, you get to enter, in this metaphor, the sheepfold, but in the way that we would talk, the church. You get to enter the church. You get to enter the family. And the only way in the family is through the door. You can't come in a different way. And Jesus makes it abundantly clear. Now, I want you to look at what he says. You have to come in and be with me. And he goes on, he says, now, if anyone who enters by me, you're going to be saved. And you will go in and out and find pasture. He says, so wherever you are in your journey, you're going to be cared for. You're a sheep. You never become a goat. Even though you may stray from the fold, you're still one of mine. You will still find pasture. I will still be with you. I am still your shepherd. Now, you might get in trouble. You might get some consequences coming your way that are not very pleasant. You might go down a road that isn't very good. And man, there's some things you see and experience that you wish you could undo. But he said, no matter what, you're still part of my sheepfold. You're still one of mine, and you still will find pasture. You will still find rest. I will still be with you. Now, the next verse, he warns us. He says, as one of mine, understand there's a target on your back. And this is how he says it in verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Then he goes on, he says, but I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, how does the thief today come to steal, to steal and to kill and destroy? Well, whenever you get messages, whenever you listen to people who say following Christ will steal from you joy, following Christ means it kills all of your dreams. Following Christ means it destroys all of your relationships. If you listen to the world today and a lot of the messages that are being sent out through Hollywood, if you're in India, we have people listening in India, if it's coming out through Bollywood, wherever it's coming from, right? Those messages say that following Christ is the way to rob yourself of a great, happy, fulfilled life. This is exactly what the thief wants you to believe. The thief today battles for the recesses of your mind. Because here's what the thief knows. The thief knows what you think about is what you talk about, and what you talk about is eventually what you do. And so it's the thief's job to keep you away from the shepherd and to get you following a life that is a half-life that really does rob you from all that Christ has. So he says that first part, right? The thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But then Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and abundantly. And that word abundantly means full to overflowing. Jesus says there's a contrast here. As one of my sheep, understand that the devil, his angels, the world and the flesh, everything that is arrayed and aligned against me wants to rob you of the life I want to give you, because I want to give you this abundant full life. What does that mean? I want your relationships to have meaning and purpose. I want all of your relationships to be healthy. Are you having problems with relationships? Go to the scripture. It's the perfect relational book. I want your finances to be in order. Do you have problems with your finances? The Bible gives great guidance on finances. Jesus said, I want you to have an abundant life. I have a relationship with you. I put the Holy Spirit with you, and I've given you this book called the Bible to help you relationally, financially, to help you in areas of wisdom. Do you need wisdom to make decisions? There's somebody listening right now, in a country, in a town, maybe a village, where you have to have wisdom every day on how you live. Because if not, your life depends on it. God promises that wisdom. And so the thief comes and says, abandon the shepherd. Get out of that fold. You know, go somewhere else. You're being lied to by the shepherd. But Jesus says, wait a minute. It's not true. I am the one who gives life and gives it more abundantly. Then he goes on and says, let me prove to you that I am the way to live. In verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd, look at this, lays down his life for the sheep. Muhammad didn't die so you could go to heaven. Buddha didn't die so you could go to heaven. Jesus died and resurrected so you can go to heaven, so you can have a relationship with the Father. No other religion worships a God who died for the followers. It's just the opposite. Every other religion says you have to die for the God. Jesus says, wait a minute, I'm going to die for you and take care of the sin problem because I am the good shepherd. I want you part of my fold. I'm going to lead you to green pastures. I'm going to protect you from the predators. I'm going to warn you against the thieves who come to steal, kill, and destroy. Follow me, and you will have unbelievable grace for every step of your journey. Let me pray for you. Well, Father, we love you so much. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the good shepherd, that you laid down your life for us. And thank you that when we follow you, we find good pasture. Thank you that you loved us enough to warn us that there are enemies of our soul. Give us wisdom, surround us with good witnesses, so we can live for you all the days of our life. It's in Christ's name we pray, Father. Amen and amen. God's blessings on you. We're going to talk right here again next time.
Thank you so much for being with us for this episode of Grace for a Journey. We pray it's been a blessing to you. Connect with us at our website, www.graceforajourney.org, or you can find us on Facebook and YouTube. We hope to connect with you there.